Wisconsin Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen and Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm have created the task force. The move comes amid ongoing concerns about voter registration irregularities and other problems. Chisholm, a Democrat, says the Election Fraud Task Force is meant to reassure the public.
In that we're going to approach this in a nonpartisan way, that we're going to look at this with a professional eye, and we're going to respond proactively. And I say it again and again, 9 times out of 10, these are minor misunderstandings that are quickly resolved. And we want to make sure that we keep a level head about all of this and that we guarantee people that you come to the poll, you're going to vote.
Voter fraud complaints are not limited to Milwaukee County, though, and Attorney General Van Hollen, a Republican, says he's not ruling out helping other parts of the state.
We have offered our assistance, and we're going to continue to offer assistance outside Milwaukee County. Matter of fact, Milwaukee County has offered assistance outside of Milwaukee County since there's more expertise here than there may be elsewhere.
Announcement of the Milwaukee County Task Force has others recommending topics to investigate. Scott Ross of the progressive group One Wisconsin Now wants the panel to look into the McCain campaign's recent mailing of absentee ballot applications to some Wisconsin residents. Ross says some ballots have faulty information.
And then people think they're registered and they may not be registered.
State Republicans say the mailing was not meant to cause problems. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.